Why should we do a factory reset if we've got old tech gear?
I know. Do you remember when you bought stuff, Lee, and you bought it and you set it all up? We really, Lee, didn't it? Everything seemed to work. So all tech, computers, phones, tablets, game consoles, slow down as time goes on. So software updates sometimes become a bit too advanced for the hardware it's running on. Hard drives become maxed out. Apps and programs demand more and more from your processor and your RAM. And also, operating systems aren't perfect either, so sometimes we live with buggy software that doesn't sort itself out. It can be a returning glitch sometimes. And we do things like we turn the device on and off again, which fixes small issues, but when there's a real software problem, it always comes back eventually. There is nothing like doing a factory reset. It takes care of everything in one fell swoop. If you've had it for 4 or 5 years, well, you know, you do this when you restore a device. Remember, you're erasing all of its data, so make sure you're backed up. You're installing a fresh version of the operating system it works with. So again, if you've backed everything up, nothing's lost on there as well. You've got to put your applications back on there or your apps. But honestly, it's the best thing to go along and do. And it's like you've just bought the device. It really does make all the difference in the world. I've put more details about that will be up on my website in about 15 minutes this morning.
And it's always a good idea to back up all your data as well, just in case, as you did allude to there.
Back up everything.
Saves the tears.
Right.
Speaking of which, what about ACMA fining a wine group $200,000 for breaching multiple spam and telemarketing laws?
The online retailer, the wine group, $204,240 fine out there from ACMA, which is the Australian Communication and Media Authority. Did you ever get the phone calls from them, Lee?
Don't think I did, but I reckon a few people listening this morning would say, yes, Richard, yes, guilty.
I did, and you know, I used to get SMSs from them as well, you know. You tried to unsubscribe on there and, you know, they made telemarketing calls to phone numbers on the do not call register. They did everything pretty well wrong. So Dorita O'Loughlin, who's the ACMA chair, fined them and they said people choose to opt out from receiving SMS and calls on there. The industry must respect them as well. So they received a number of complaints about the wine group. It's a lesson for businesses out there. If somebody opts out of your marketing things, they've opted out of your marketing things. So they put all businesses on notice. And $200,000, that's a lot of profit in wine. You've got to sell to catch that up.
Yes, I'm sure you'd have to crack open a wine if you're part of that group there, knowing you had to come up with $200,000. Wow.
Yes.
Yeah. Slapped heavily there. And wrapping up, we're saying goodbye to the trusty iPod.
Yes, Apple have discontinued it last week. So they introduced it 21 years ago in October of 2001. It was a revolutionary music device. It put thousands of songs in your pocket. Lots of versions of the iPod throughout the year. We have the iPod Shuffle, the iPod Nano, the iPod Touch. They've all been phased out and discontinued. You can actually still buy one. I think there's still a couple left. Believe it or not, Lee, I bought one as an investment. I paid $299. I won't open it. I was packing away in a drawer. I might pull it out in 10 years' time and see if it's worth anything. Because you know what? Some old Mac tech, sometimes it just gains in value. But iPods were around, changed the whole music industry as we know. When they came out, suddenly you could actually buy one song instead of buying the whole album.
Gone into the category of the old trusty ghetto blaster, hasn't it? Those of us who can remember those back in the 80s, the iPod. Yeah. But in this growing age of technology, things do move on, don't they? So iPod has joined the ghetto blaster. You can find out a little bit more. Oh, by the way, if you're young enough and you don't know what I'm talking about, Google ghetto blaster. There you go. AdelaideTechGuy.com.au, TalkTech.com.au. And we, as we normally do, put our discussions on our breakfast page. You'll find it living there right now at 7B.com.au. Always a pleasure catching up with Port Adelaide's number one fan, apart from Koshy. It is Richard Pascoe. Enjoy your day and enjoy your week. And we'll talk to you next Monday morning, mate.
Look forward to it.